Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Trouble Came with the Moonshine by Phyllis Grady Adcock. My mother's childhood reads like an unbelievable novel set in rural eastern North Carolina. Life in her dysfunctional home, run by or ruined by an alcoholic father, took twists and turns that few could ever imagine or even want to. The four children were like stair steps, 2 to 3 years apart. My mother was the oldest and remembered the most of their shared childhoods, stories she passed on to me because I liked to write about her upbringing. My maternal grandfather was an exceptional athlete, a card shark, and a billiards player. People were drawn to him because of his magnetic personality, and they excused his shortcomings, such as his lack of self-control. That circumstance got him offered a job running the local pool hall. This was a great fit for his family because upstairs included a kitchen, a crude bath, and enough bedrooms for his brood. Housing had been a problem because my grandfather could not hold on to rent money long enough to meet his monthly obligations. Now, at least, his family could count on a place to sleep, as his magnetic personality pack the pool room every night. That pool hall was the local hangout. After supper and on weekends, men went there to escape home and to tell tales and swap lies. They had a grill, chairs for playing checkers and poker, lots of tables for billiards, and spittoons. The walls displayed the latest risque calendars, sent to all pool halls back then. The favorites remained up even as the passing years made them useless, like some of the patrons. And moonshine was served from the broom closet, placed there because it was illegal. Prohibition. The moonshine was poured into mason jars and arranged on shelves for quick dispensing. My grandfather could vouch for how good it tasted because he was also in charge of quality control on a daily basis. Each night after everyone had left, he would tidy up. He'd scrape the greasy grill, carry out the trash, and empty the spittoons. His last job of the night was to pour moonshine into those filthy, smelly spittoons. He declared that if moonshine could purge all the sin out of hell, it could certainly clean those spittoons. Late one night, one of the local deputies who loved the moonshine overheard that the pool hall would be raided. He tipped off my grandfather. The deputy did not want to lose his source of moonshine, and my grandfather did not want to get caught with it. That's when he woke up his family so four sleepy children and my grandmother could help him pour the suspect spirits down the upstairs drain. They formed an assembly line to make the process more efficient. By the time the sheriff arrived, nothing remained but spotless empty jars arranged on shelves and four confused little children. But where you have willing customers and suppliers, commerce will not be denied. Within 24 hours, the containers were refilled, the closet restocked, and everything was again ready for business. Men rolled into the pool hall, and another night of southern mischief began. After cleaning up, my grandfather went upstairs and got ready for bed, but he had forgotten to lock the downstairs door. One of the patrons, who had left his hat, returned to retrieve it. On the way out, the fellow threw his lighted cigar butt into one of the spittoons, one just recently cleaned with moonshine. The smoldering cigar and the alcohol fumes soon became friends and began to sizzle. The heat soon rose, and high-octane jars on the shelves began to explode. The whole family awoke to a storm of breaking jars and tiny fires spreading throughout the broom closet. Once again, my grandmother and her four sleepy children came to the rescue. They formed a bucket brigade and doused the inferno completely, using pots and pans full of water. By the time the local fire truck arrived, summoned by neighbors to protect their adjacent homes, only charred walls and broken glass remained. Amidst the smell of alcohol permeating the night air stood four pitiful children in bedclothes wiping their sooty faces. No one asked any questions. No one offered any help. As was his practice, my grandfather gave no words of thanks to his small army, which always jumped when they heard him sound reveille. This would not be the last of the trouble this family of troopers would face. Their childhoods produced four strong adults who could weather storms, solve problems, roll with life's punches, smile through tears, show great compassion for the underdogs of life, and still find humor in really strange situations. If it is true that the trouble that does not kill us makes us stronger, these four should now be nearly invincible. Copyright 2021, Phyllis Grady Adcock. After teaching for 34 years, Phyllis Grady Adcock retired in Morehead City, North Carolina. Her writing has appeared in Mailbox Magazine, Teacher's Helper, That Southern Thing, and Luck and Opportunity. Her grant writing netted over $5,000 for classroom projects. For one grant proposal, she was recognized as the first Ray Kim Educator of the Year. She is listed in Who's Who Among America's Teachers for 1996 and 2000. She is currently writing humorous stories about the colorful characters in her family. Writing is her happy place. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.